All right, in Klamem Dala, we're up to Yud Beis, correct? Okay, Klal Yud Beis relates an exception to Chaticha Nas Nevela, perhaps something obvious, but nevertheless that is spelled out. Lai Amrina Chaticha Nas Nevela Ela Be'issa Shanafa Laheter. We spent the last number of times that we were learning establishing the rule of Chaticha Nas Nevela, which is that if something which would be permitted becomes prohibited because it's Beleya Blia of Nevela, so then the entire piece is Isser. Not just if 1 ounce of non-kosher meat was cooked together with 5 ounces of kosher meat, all 6 ounces are now Isser, because a Blia taste goes from one to the other. That's called Chaticha Nas Nevela. We only say that in this discussion of Isser and Heter. Mekoshkein basa v'chalav, and certainly meat and milk that are cooked together, shenispah shul yachad. Aval. The issue here is when you have power of a food that becomes milachik or fleishik. Kedeira shebishlo ba yurakais oimayim. Someone's cooking, let's say, vegetables. V'nafal esaycha chalav, and some milk fell into the pot. So let's say you have 5 ounces of vegetables, power of potatoes that are cooking, and 1 ounce of milk or butter went in. So they have 6 ounces, of which 1 ounce is milk, and 5 ounces have blias of milk. Now the entire 6 ounces fell into meat, so we know that when milk falls into meat, it's batel b'shishim. If there's 60 times as much meat as milk, the mixture is permitted. What about here? You had 1 ounce of milk that fell into 5 ounces of vegetables. You have 6 ounces. And these 6 ounces now fell into 100 ounces of soup, of chicken soup or meat. So you don't have 60 against the 6 ounces of the vegetables, but you do have 60 against the milk. Do we measure against the milk or against the vegetables?
The only time we say that so, the mass in the label was because it was awesome.
Oh. But not.
That's
exactly what it says. Lo yamina shenechshav kol ma sheyesh b'kedeira kilu hu chalav. We don't say that the vegetables are considered milk just because they became melachik. Ela yadina kama chalav nafal l'saychay in sarach l'sharak neged chalav. If you know the amount of milk in the mixture, all you've got to do is measure 60 against the milk. Now this could happen. Not only something fell in accidentally, if somebody has coffee, has milk mixed into his coffee. And then some of the coffee spilled into a fleishig pot that was cooking. So, you know that your coffee mug had, let's say, I don't know, 6 ounces of hot water and 2 ounces of milk. So a quarter of it is milk. We call that in Hebrew, lefi ameduma. When this falls into something else, we only measure according to the percentages of the mixture. So whatever the percentage is, if someone has a chocolate pudding, he knows the chocolate pudding is 50% milk and 50% water or chocolate, and that falls into a mixture. All you have to do is measure 60 against the 50% that was milk.
If you had the coffee which milk fell into, and before you had the coffee, you had something fleishig to eat, you still have to wait 6 hours.
Right.
Because the whole thing is considered cholov.
Right, this...
So,
well, no, not really. The reason you can't drink the milk is because a part of it is considered chalav. If you're fleishik, you can't have any milchiks at all.
So the whole
okay.
6 ounces is not considered chalav.
Well, the whole 6 ounce, if you have a 6 ounce cup, a mixture of coffee and milk, every droplet has some milk mixed in,
milk.
So you can't have it if you're fleishik.
So
but, what? So it's milchik, it's aser. But it's not considered 6 ounces of milk, it's considered 1.5 ounces of milk and 4.5 ounces of coffee. But you can't have it because there's milk in every drop.
Right.
So, but as far as measuring it, see, when you fleishik, there's no measuring. You just can't have any milchiks. Here, though, when you measure it, when it fell into a second mixture.
Usher. You can't have it. Is available, it's usher.
What you're saying is true, but it's a little more than that because in this case, you can't have any milk. It's
no,
that, it just doesn't help to measure.
The mixture that fell is, it's not a problem with the gavro, it's the chetzo.
Right. And here is the gavra. What you're saying is true.
Yeah.
But here is the gavra when the person is flesh.
That a gavra can't be. It's any person can
okay.
be. But that's what I'm saying. Why the...
What you're saying is true. I'm not sure you have to. What you're saying is that you don't have to come on to it.
I'm sorry, Mati.
I'm surprised at you. You said you're sorry. Not like you.
All I know is that if I'm eating, I eat meat. I can't drink this coffee, even if in that coffee. It's 60% opposite of coffee.
No, if it would be 60 to 1. You could. You know, it's less than 60.
Percent. It's afterwards.
Yuri, what you're saying is true, but you have to come on to what you're saying because that's right.
Okay. Okay. Okay, good. Okay.
Well, if it was cooked in liquid, we say it's spread equally. It's a baked potato. You see, that's the difference. If it fell into cooked potatoes in liquid, we say it's spread evenly. But you're right. When something spritzes, let's say on baked potatoes, so we don't say that it necessarily spread through the whole thing. Because it could be it only went, tzli only goes, kadei klipa. So it's much more complicated because the shishim won't help you because of the spot where we're at. Now, what he said till now is relatively as simple. What he gets into now is when you cut an onion with a fleshka knife and that falls into a mixture, how you measure how much meat is there in this onion. Now let's see what he says. Well, therefore, bitzolim. If you have onions, shechotcham b'sakin shel basar, it happens in the house all the time. Someone cuts an onion with a fleishiga knife, v'nostam l'kedera shel chalav. And now the fleishiga onion was put into a milchik mixture, into something cooking milchiks. He put it into some type of porridge that he was using. Ein sarach samach el negar habalua shabai. You only need 60 against the amount of meat that's in the onion. How much meat is in the onion? If you do a kama basa balu abai, if you could figure out how much meat is in the onion, you need 60 against the meat. Oy shishim nega kedei netila meha bitzalim. When you cut an onion, and we dice it, this won't matter, but if you just cut an onion in half, we say that the blia, whatever potential blia from the knife went into the onion, only went into the surface. Kedei netila means whatever, half an inch, or maybe a thumb width of the onion is actually fleshing. Could the kama klamim test? Or you do a kama noga has me'asakin. The knife is only this thick. You know how much of the knife touched the onion? You shar shishim neged mokem asakin afil nechtach dak dak. So here you can take an onion and dice it. You can dice 20 onions. You have a lot of onion. He dies with a fleshiga knife. It can't possibly, all this big pile of onion can't possibly have more fleshiks than came from the knife. So when all this onion goes into a soup, all you need is 60 against the width of the knife, which is a small, tiny amount. Because you don't have more meat than that. There was no actual meat. Whatever meat the onion got was a blia from the knife. So all you need is shishim against the knife. What? It's true, but we don't know in which onion the blia went. If the onions were separate, if you diced one onion, another onion separately, you'd have to be chayshish on each one that it was belaya. What? It would do one onion as well. But the point is, you don't have in the entire mixture more than 60 times the width of the knife. Ach, minastama derech lachtoich b'chol ha'sakin. Normally, if you don't know how much of the knife touched cut the onion, you have to measure against the whole knife. Here's a chiddush. Alright, well granted, we all understand. You dice an onion, you don't have more than 60 against the knife, so you put this onion into a soup, even a milchka soup, the soup is mutter. What about the piece of onion? That piece of onion, if it's recognizable, should have to be removed, because, it should have to be removed because that onion was covered with a fleshiga knife and now is blias from a milchika soup.
We don't know how much of a blia went into that.
That's right. So that's why you should have to remove it. We don't know how much, so we should be chayshish. So the Chachmas Adam Paskins ain't sarach lahasir abatzel. Kiman shahaya heter leishayach leime efshel esaychday. We had a rule that efshel esaychday yasser, which the way I translated it was, you can't kasher food. The food becomes treif, you can't put it in the hot water and kasher it. Says that's only by treifus. However, by a milch kablia in an onion, and it falls into a mixture, we say that the blia spread throughout the mixture, and memela, it's something that's permissible. The footnote here, my print of the Chacham Sadam says, Mashakosav harav bepshitus, this which the Chacham Sadam says with certainty, Shein tzarech lahasarav betzalim, that you don't have to remove the onions. Ayin the prima gadim, b'shem ha-plaisi, lesar ha-besalim, that a person should have to remove the onions. So this is a controversial idea. You have an onion which was cut with a fleishig knife, and now it was in a milch a soup, the soup is permitted. But whether the onion itself, the pieces of onion become mutter, is the subject of a dispute. Again, when I learned Yerodaya, the Rapam understood, generally speaking, that the Chachma Sadam is a Pesach Achron, that we follow certainly his coolest. V'davka shen is bashel. This is all cooking that the onion was cooked in the soup. Aval nichpeshu b'tzalim im shar devarim, ha-b'tzalim nishru b'isr, da'et kvisha ene pelet atam kulay. If the onions were put they were not cooked with other things. They were put into a liquid and left soaking, like a herring, where you have onions in it, they're not being cooked, they're just soaking. So there, when you cook it, you say the blia spread throughout the pot. But when you put an onion in something that's just soaking, the onion remains osur.
Even
if you say kavush kemavushal, but the onion remains flesh, you can't kasher through kavush, even a kelim. So this is the din of thing, onions cut with a flesh of a knife. It's a common telephone shiloh when that this comes up is people cut onions with one type of a knife there's something called duchka de sakina or a fork. Yeah, I should mention if it's cold, if you use a fleishig spoon to take sour cream, everything is kosher because it's cold. Cold is not bileya. It's only a knife which is duchka de sakina, the pressure of a knife on a hard thing. Is considered to be the machlek shach and taz if it's a blia or just takes from the surface, the bed on the surface. Okay, so this is the din of a knife as regards this issue. When you're cutting with a fleishig knife or a milchik knife, he adds avlam chotcher b'sakin shalisser. This all is when it's mutter, a fleishig knife to cut an onion. But a treifa knife that cut an onion, that's b'seis b'shulchan aruch le'yamina b'shari serim nas nevela. Gab b'zeh sagi b'samach negarat andetila. The mechaber shita, which is the b'seis Yosef holds, that b'shari serim we don't say chaticha nas nevela. It's the same thing. V'mchot chay dak sagi b'samach negamak and asakin. Even by a treifa knife, it's only shishim against the width of the knife. V'komak im tzarch lahas rabbit salam me'ha'echa ay day sinun, ay bin yin acher. There you have to remove the onion, because it's treif. Daf bin lay mecha des navela, efshal sechte yasa. You can't kasha the food. But for Ashkenazim ladas harama, b'chotach b'sak in shalisser, if you cut an onion with a treifa knife, im yadua anatila, sagi b'diyev, chishim negan anatila. If you know where it was cut, you just remove that surface. If you have a watermelon that was cut in half with a treifa knife, you just remove from the surface a thin layer. And even if it's a sharp food, you remove kedei netila, which is about the width of a thumb. V'mchot chadak dak, tzor samach nega kol ha-botzel, afilu god li yoysim in ha-sakin, chatich v'tichan ha-snevela. By treifas, we, the Ramah, hold chatichan ha-snevela. V'mchot ha-pesakin shal chometz, kaidim pesach, afilu yesh pesamach mutter. If you cut it with a chametz stick and knife before Pesach, when it's not considered iser, mutala shaisa, you're allowed to own it, asala ichlai b'Pesach, on Pesach, mashahu ika. Okay, so this is once Pesach comes, so, it's still us. So this is the basic rule of things cut with a knife. Now, a very common shaila that I get is that a lady cut an onion, with, let's say, a fleishig knife, and then put it into the food processor to cut it. You know, apparently you don't put a whole onion, you cut it into quarters and you throw it in. So the question, of course, is, did the food processor become fleishig? It's also a blade. Right? Food processor is just a blade. Now, even if it became fleishig, if the blade is removable, you can just throw it into hot water and kosher it. It wouldn't be an issue. However, the underlying question, if you cut an onion with a knife, let's say ben yaim fleishig a knife, and you put it into a food processor, whether that food processor now becomes fleishig from the onion that was covered with the fleishig a knife, is a subject of dispute, because the davar charif is a subject of dispute between the Magen Avraham and the Chavos Das. It's an issue. The Magen Avraham says it becomes fleishig. The Chavos Das says no. The Chavos Das gives two reasons. The one reason is that when do we say a sharp food gets taste from a knife that's in the sharp food? When it's still in the onion, we're afraid that it draws taste. But when you put it into the food processor, now you're not talking about the onion. The onion is gone. You're talking about that blade. That blade does not get a refreshed taste. Yeah, in the sharp foods, the taste is more noticeable. It doesn't go for it. That's the Chavos Das Shita. This has nothing to do with sticking in the ground. This has nothing to do with sticking in the ground.
I'm just saying, yeah. You see that the sharpness that goes into a knife.
It's only for a band.
Yeah, that's not sharpness, that's band. That's when you cut, if you take a knife and you cut something thick, like you cut a salami and you realize you cut with a milk and knife. So you can kasha that knife by sticking it into packed ground in and out 10 times. You can also kasha it. Well, the steel is good. It's debatable. When I learned Yeridea by Rav Palm, I think I was his first class when he switched to Yeridea after Rav Shor's Patira. So when I learned, he said you have to stick it in the ground and steel wool doesn't work. In subsequent years, he said, in the name of Rav Kahana, who was one of the Paiskim in the Rebbeim in the Yeshiva, Rav Kahana said, steel wool works. So I don't know if he meant Rav Kahana said, you could rely on Rav Kahana, or he really held that way. I'm not sure. The whole idea of Duch de Sakina is all a Kabbalah. We have an Iman Bemuna Shalema, but the Chachamim, because we can't measure these things. So it's debatable. The way it went in. Yes. See, but the point here is, we're talking about a knife that cut an onion cold. So if it was hot, you have to kasha through heat. But if it became treif through cutting, so the blia went in through cutting, let's say it took a fleishig knife and cut a salami, so it was cold. The blia went in from the pressure of the cut. There's a lot of pressure when you cut. So that, by sticking it in out of packed ground, packed earth, it also has the same effect of cleansing it, of cleaning it. Steel wool may work as well. It's hard to know. You know, it says you have to stick it out of the ground 10 times. So 9 times doesn't work. Yeah, okay, maybe steel wool is good. Rav Kahana said that it's good. Now it's interesting, this Chavos Das was Mekel, Rav Palm used to be Mekel, but the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Pesach is Machmir. I never asked Rav Palm why, I don't remember asking Rav Palm why he's Mekel against the Mishnah Berurah. It may be that on Pesach machmer everything, and for Heter, for Blias Abasan Cholov, it could be he was Nekel. So that's when it's hard to kasher something. When it's easy to kasher, like the blade of a, not all blades are removable, but when you have removable blades in a blender or a food processor, it's easy to kasher. They're small. You put it into a.
If it happened before Pesach, if the mash was bottled.
What?
Before Pesach.
Now
Pesach is worse.
Maybe. I had a call tonight. Somebody from the shul called. His wife cooked a fleishiga soup in a large parava pot. I said, so make it parav. He says, this is good. Make a fleishig. He says, it's now going to be the third one. She did it once before. She has two big ones. This is going to be the third one. Now, he doesn't have a large enough thing to kasher it in. So it's interesting. I told him to put it in the oven. And I'm even talking about self-cleaning oven, to put it in at 450 degrees. The reason for this is that even though normally, when you have a bli of treif, to do libun, to kasha through heat, you have to put in a self-cleaning oven. By hetera bala, when the bli is heter, Ricky Vega says that it's enough libun kal, a light libun, which is the heat then on which straw burns spontaneously. Water burns spontaneously. It was at 412 Fahrenheit. What was the name of the book? 421 Fahrenheit. It wasn't 451. It was under 450. It was a book, I forgot what it's called, about a futuristic society that doesn't allow books. That was the book, the novel was about, you know. It's a famous book. Anyway, but at 450, you can cash it. Alright, so that's the, alright, so we spent a lot of time on Chaticha Nas. I was gonna say, everything you ever wanted to know about Chaticha Nas Nevela, I should say, everything you ever wanted to know about Chaticha Nas Nevela, and then a little more, is what we've been covering, and we still have a little bit to go, but not a lot more. So, God willing, Tuesday we continue. This week and next week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, I hopefully will be present.